This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Mastakita! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. Mastakita! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time, and it's as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast, well, a future headline coming up with Mike, 25-year-old Philip Paul of Surrey, England. Philip is a drug dealer, and he recently got his hands on some weed, some heroin, and some crack. But to let his customers know that he had a fresh stash, he sent out a bulk text detailing what he had for sale. However, when sending out the bulk text, he typed one digit wrong. And that particular incorrect number belonged to a police officer.
Yay!
And as you might imagine, Philip was promptly arrested. But even better, when cops confiscated his phone, they found the number of messages from the users requesting to buy the drugs. And they have been arrested as well.
Yay, man.
Yay, Philip. Thank you for getting me arrested, you dumb son of a bitch.
So he texted a cop?
He did a bulk text.
All right.
And most people, if you're going to do a bulk text, you have the names in your phone. So if I'm going to send it to, right?
Right, like
Ted,
like Thanksgiving
Miles,
next week.
Mike, I send out a bulk text. This guy's putting it in by number and put in one wrong digit. And that one wrong digit happened to go to a cop's phone advertising his drug.
I mean, to a degree, you can't blame him that he's doing it by number. It's not like you want these numbers saved in your phone.
Well, how else does he have the number?
Maybe he's got a great memory.
Yeah, but that one Android phone ruined the entire group text.
Yeah.
It's green, damn it.
What was he selling?
Crack. He had weed, he had crack cocaine, he had heroin. I think he was only advertising the crack, but when they arrested him, he also had heroin and weed on him. It was all bad. Not a good day for our friend Philip, who's an idiot.
Bedtime.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch hola.